Welcome to Zichud Avsi Mani Memory Avram Gold. Hi, Anthony. My second is Yuma, Daf Nun Dal, the fifth parak, Hotzi Elo. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a discussion began on Daf Nun Gemal Amud Beis regarding the location of the Aron. A brice was brought that taught that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say, Aron Gal LeBavel, the Aron went into exile to Bavel. And Rabbi Yudah Ben Lakish says, Aron Bimkomo Nignas, the Aron was hidden in its place. On this Daf, Rav Nachman brought a brice that taught that according to the Chachamim, Aron Belushka's Dira Eitzim, the Aron was hidden in the chamber of the wood. This is where the wood from the Mizbeach was stored and was examined by Kohanim Bali Mum for worms. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that this view was learned in a Mishnah in Shkalim. Mais b'kohen elchot shei misasik v'ra ritzba mishun mechaproseha. There was an incident with a certain kohen who was busying himself in the chamber, and he noticed that one of the stones of the floor was different from his counterparts. So he came to inform his colleague, and he didn't manage to conclude the matter ad shiyatzis of nishmasu, before his soul departed from him. They therefore knew with certainty that the Aron was hidden there. Gemara what the kohen was occupying himself with, and Rabbi Chalbo said, Misasdi bar kardumahaya, he was playing with his hatchet. Our Braisa teaches that the hatchet slipped and fell on that stone, and a fire emerged and consumed it. Point number two, Rabbi Katina said, B'shashay Yisrael oinu regal, magalin lehem es haparochas. When the Jewish people would ascend to the temple on the regal, the kohanim would roll up the parochas for them, marn lehem es hakruvim shei mu'orim zeh bezeh, and show them the kruvim which were joined together in an embrace. And the Kohanim would tell them, behold your fondness before the omnipresence like the fondness between a male and a female. When Rav Chisda challenges, since even the Levim were prohibited from gazing at the Aron and was being placed in its cover for transport, Rav Nachman answered that this prohibition did not apply during the temple era. He likened it to a kala. The whole time she's in her father's house, she's modest before her husband. But once she's fully married, she's no longer modest before her husband. Similarly, while the Jews were in the desert, we were likened to a kala. But once we are already in the land and had the base of Migdash, we are similar to a married woman. The reason the Kohen who wanted to reveal the location of the Aron died was because it was during Bais Sheni, which is likened to a woman who was divorced and taken back by her husband. Yisgarsha Chazli Chibas Rishona, a woman who has been divorced and taken back, returns to her earlier fondness and is modest. And point number three, the Mishnah say that after the Aron was taken, the Kohen God would place the shovelful of coals on the Evan Shasia. A Bryce explains his name, Shemimenu Hushasas Ha'olam, from this stone the world was founded. A Bryce taught the following. Rabbi Yezu says, O me emsius nivra, the world is created from its center. Rabbi Yeshua says, O me netzdarim nivra, the world is created from its sides. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the world began with four foundations marking the edges of the world, and they extended inward. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Akash Baruch Hu threw a stone in the sea, and from that stone the earth was founded. The Chachamim say, Metzion nivra, the world was created from Tzion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a discussion began on Daf Nun Gemal Amud Beis regarding the location of the Aron. A brice was brought that taught that both Rabbi Gazim and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say, Aron galu l'Bavel, the Aron went into exile in Bavel. And Rabbi Yudah Ben Lakish says, Aron bimkomo nignas, the Aron was hidden in its place. On this Daf, Rav Nachman brought a brice that taught that according to the Chachamim, Aron belushkas dira eitzim, the Aron was hidden in the chamber of the wood. This is where the wood for the Mizbeach was stored and was examined by Kohanim Bali Mum for worms. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said that this view was learned in the Mishnah Shkalim. Ma'isa b'kohen elchot shei misasek, v'rav ritzba mishun mechavro aseha. There was an incident with a certain kohen who was busying himself in this chamber, and he noticed that one of the stones of the floor was different from its counterparts. So he came to inform his colleague, and he didn't manage to conclude the matter ad shiyatzis of nishmasu, before his soul departed from him. They therefore knew with certainty that the Aron was hidden there. The Gemara asked what the kohen was occupying himself with, and Rabbi Chalbo said, Masaseh b'kardumahia, he was playing with his hatchet. A brisa teaches that the hatchet slipped and fell on that stone, and a fire emerged and consumed it. Point number two, Rav Katina said, B'shashay Yisrael oin l'regel, magalin l'hem es haparochas. When the Jewish people would ascend to the temple on the regel, the kohanim would roll up the parochas for them, marn l'hem es hakruvim she'yamorim zeh bezeh, and show them the kruvim which were joined together in an embrace. And the Kohanim would tell them, Re'u chibaschem ifnei amakam kechiba zachar nekeva. Behold your fondness before the omnipresence like the fondness between a male and a female. When Rav Chisda challenges, since even the Levim were prohibited from gazing at the Aron when it was being placed in its cover for transport, Rav Nachman answered that this prohibition did not apply during the temple era. He likened it to a kala. The whole time she's in her father's house, she's modest before her husband. But once she's fully married, she's no longer modest before her husband. Similarly, while the Jews were in the desert, we were likened to a kala. But once we are already in the land and had the base of Migdash, we are similar to a married woman. The reason the Kohen wanted to reveal the location of the Aron died was because it was during Bais Sheni, which is likened to a woman who was divorced and taken back by her husband. Yisgarsha Chazli Chibasa Rishona, a woman has been divorced and taken back, returns to her earlier fondness and is modest. And point number three, the Mishnah say that after the Aron was taken, the Kohen Gadol would place the shovelful of coals on the Evan Shasia. Abraise explains this name, Shimimenu Hushas Olam. From this stone the world was founded. Abraise taught the following. Yezer says, Olam Mimsiusa Nivra. The world is created from its center. Rabbi Shua says, Olam Minat Stadim Nivra. The world is created from its sides. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shua holds that the world began with four foundations marking the edges of the world and they extended inward. Rabbi Yitzhak said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw a stone in the sea, and from that stone the earth was founded. And the Chachamim say, Mitzion Nivra. The world was created from Tzion. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Nun Dalet, and our standard siman is noodles. Noodles, so here goes. When the famed pasta chef noticed he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children embracing on top of a stone painted like a globe. Once again, in slow motion. When the famed pasta chef noticed he was standing next to a pile of noodles, pasta chef, that must be on Daf Nun Dalet. When the famed pasta chef noticed he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, which reminds us that a discussion began on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis regarding the location of the Aron. A brayso was brought that taught that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai say that the Aron went into Galus and Bavel, and Rabbi Yudah Ben Lakish says that the Aron was hidden in his place. On this Daf, Rabbi Nachman brought a brayso that taught that according to the Chachamim, the Aron was hidden in the Lushkas Dir HaEtzim. This is where wood from the Mizbech was stored and was examined by Kohanim Balimumim for worms. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that this view was learned in a Mishnah in Shkalim, where there was an incident where a certain Kohen was busying himself in the Lishka, and he noticed that one of the stones of the floor was different from its counterparts. So he came to inform his colleague, and he didn't manage to conclude Ad Shiyatzis and Nishmasu before his soul departed from him. They therefore knew with certainty that the Aron was hidden there. So when the famed pasta chef knows he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children. Embracing, which reminds us. Rav Katina said that when the Jewish people would ascend to the temple on the regal, the Kohanim would roll up the parochas for them and show them the kruvim, which were joined together in an embrace, and the Kohanim would tell them, Re'u chibaschim ifnei ha'makom kechiba zachu nekeva. Behold your fondness before the omnipresent like the fondness between a male and a female. When Rav Chizkiya challenges, since even the Levim were prohibited from gazing at the Aron when it was being placed in the cover for its transport, Rav Nachman answered that this prohibition didn't apply during the temple era. He likened it to a kala. The whole time she's in her father's house, she's modest before her husband. Once she's fully married, she's no longer modest before her husband. Similarly, while the Jews were in the desert, we were likened to a kala, but once we were already in the land and had the base of Migdash, we were similar to a married woman. The reason the Kohen who wanted to reveal the location of the Aron died was because it was during Bais Sheni, which is likened to a woman who was divorced and taken back by her husband. A woman who has been divorced and taken back returns to her earlier fondness and is modest. So when the famed pasta chef knows he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children embracing on top of a stone painted like a globe, which reminds us. The Mishnah stated that after the Aron was taken, the Kohen Gadol would place his shovel full of coals on the Evan Shasia. Abraise explains this name, Shemimenu Hushasas Olam. From this stone, the world was founded. Abraise taught the following. Rabbi Elazar says, the world was created from its center. Rabbi Yeshua says, the world was created from its sides. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yeshua holds that the world began with four foundations marking the edges of the world, and they extended inward. Rabbi Yitzhak said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw a stone in the sea, and from that stone the earth was founded. The Chachamim say, Mitzion Nivra. The world was created from Tzion. So once again, when the famed pasta chef knows he was standing next to a pile of noodles on a certain kitchen tile, he picked them up and found a picture of two young children embracing on top of a stone painted like a globe. All right, now it's time for our four-block back chazora. Daf Nun, the simmer Daf Nun is a nincompoop. So here goes. The nincompoop, that must be more in Daf Nun. The nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, which reminds us, in the Gemara Daf Mem Tezom and Beis, the question was asked, if the Kohen Gadol shechted his chatas par but died before entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim and sprinkling his blood, what's the halach regarding the Kohen Gadol who replaces him using that blood? Rabbi Yami said, but par v'lo b'damo shel par, that the phrase with a par implies but not with the blood of a par that had been shechted. This new Kohen Gadol would have to bring his own par. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha said, but par v'afil b'damo shel par. The phrase with a par means, and even with the blood of the par that had been shechted by his predecessor. So on our Daf, Rav Ashi says it's more reasonable to concur with Rabbi Yitzhak Nafcha, who said that the blood itself is classified as a par, for it's written, Bezos Yavo Aron El Kodesh, Bepar Bemakar. With this shall Aron come into the Kodesh with a young par. Now, does the Kohen Gadol lead the par in by the horns? Of course not. El Bedamo Bekar Le Par. Rather, he shechs the par and goes in with the blood, yet the Torah refers to it as a par. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Ami, the Pasuk means, Bemahuksha Aron Lebo El Kodesh. With what offering does Aron become qualified to enter the Kodesh? Bepar Bemakar Le Chattas, with a young par as a Chattas. To become qualified, the new Kohen Gadol would have to bring a live par and shecht it as his offering. So the nincompoop pretending to be a kohen gadol who tried to bring his live bull into his model kodesh hakadoshim was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur. Which reminds the Gemara asks that even if the blood is classified as a part, the alternate kohen gadol should not be allowed to use it because it's a chatas shemesu ba'aleya, because it's a chatas whose owner has died. But chatas shemesu ba'aleya lamisa azla, and the rule is that a chatas whose owner has died goes to its death. So Ravin Bar Ravada said to Rava that Rava's Talmudim told him in the name of Rav Amram, Chatas Tzibori, V'lo L'misa Asla. The Kohen Gadol's part is a communal offering, since it's offered on behalf of the Kohanim, and therefore it doesn't go to its death when the Kohen Gadol dies. Ravin proceeds to bring a proof which Rava successfully challenges, as he holds that the Kohen Gadol's part is a Chatas Yachid, and not a Chatas Tzibor. So the nincompoop pretending to be a Kohen Gadol, who tried to bring his live bull into his model, Kodesh HaKadoshim, was so offended when he was told his chatas belonged to the tzibur that he tried to do tamur on it as a karban yachid. Which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar asked the following question, according to the opinion that the kohen gadol's par is a karban yachid, osa tamur or ain't osa tamur, can it be used to affect tamur or not? The Gemara seeks to explain the basis of this question, since even though the kohen gadol is makdish the par from his private property, we know that it atones for all kohanim, and an offering of partners cannot be used to affect tamurah. The Gemara concludes Rabbi Elazar's inquiry was concerning the Kohen Gadol's fellow Kohanim who joined him in receiving Kapara through the par. Bikvuus miskapri, do they receive Kapara as established partners in the offering? Or Dilma Bakufi miskapri, or perhaps he received Kapara in an ancillary role. An ancillary role, meaning the carbon primarily attains Kapara with the Kohen Gadol, and they have the privilege of attaining Kapara with him. In this case, Tamura could be done. An unsuccessful attempt is made to resolve this question. Dafnanov, so the Simmer Dafnanov is beaver pelt hats. So here goes. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society. Beaver Pelt Hats. That must mean we're on Duff. Nanolif. Nah. The Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, which were each considered a carbon seabor, which reminds us on Duff Nun Amanov, a mission was brought where Rabbi Meir listed the Pesach as a carbon yachid, that's Doka, Shabbos, and Tumah, and a related brisa quoted Rabbi Yaakov as listing the chagiga among carbonous seabor that are not Doka, Shabbos, and Tumah. So in our Duff, Rabbi Huna Breda Yeshua asked what the difference is between them. If the chagiga is called the carbon seabor, Mishum da Asib Kanufi, because it's brought as part of assembly by all the Jews who gathered in Yerushalayim for the chag, so Pesach is also brought in his assembly. So Rava answered, there is the Pesach Shein, which is not brought as an assembly. It's only brought by the minority that were Tamei when the Pesach Rishon was brought. Since the category Pesach includes the Pesach Sheini, the Tana calls the Pesach a Karban Yachim. When Rabbi was asked that according to this, the Pesach Sheini should be Docher Shabbos and Tumah like the Pesach Rishon, he answered that in fact the Tana here does hold the Pesach Sheini is Docher Shabbos and Tumah. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, which were each considered a carbon seabor, try to peek into the heichel to get a glimpse of the two curtains, which reminds us. The next mission discusses the path taken by the Kohen Gadol as he carried the Ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim. The Kohen Gadol would walk through the heichel until he reached the space between the two curtains, which separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh Kodashim, and the space between them was an Amah. Rabbi Yossi says there was only one curtain, therefore it stated, and the program shall divide for you between the Kodesh and the Kodashim. So given Rabbi Yossi brought a source for his position, the Gemara clarifies that according to the Rabban, his pasuk only applies to the Mishkan. However, during Bais Rishon, there was an amatraxin, an amathik dividing wall, and the rabbis who built Bais Sheni were in doubt as to the degree of kedusha of this wall, whether it had the kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the Kodesh. They therefore made two curtains to enclose the space, one where the outer edge of the wall had originally been, and one where the inner edge had been. So the Beaver Pelt Hat Society joyfully assembled to bring their chagigas, where each were considered a carbon seabor, tried to peek into the heichel to get a glimpse of the two curtains, and to see if there were dotted lines marking the path for the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the three Melchokas regarding the path the Kohen Gadol took through the Heichel to the Kodesh Kodashim. Rabbi Yehuda holds there were two curtains with the opening near the southern wall, says the Kohen Gadol walked towards the Kodesh Kodashim between the Mizbech and the Menorah. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both hold there was one curtain with the opening near the northern wall. Rabbi Meir holds the Kohen Gadol walked between the Mizbech and the Shulchan. He didn't walk between the Shulchan and the wall, either because it was blocked by the ten Shulchanos, placed there north to south by Shlomo Melch, or, according to the one who holds, their place east to west, because of the Shekhinah residing in the Kodesh Kodashim, it would not have been respectful to walk directly towards its entrance. According to Rabbi Yossi, he holds that the Kohen Gadol did walk directly along the northern wall. The Jews are beloved by Hashem, since the Torah didn't require them to send the Shaliach before him with the request, each Jew may pray to Hashem on his own behalf. The representative of such a people is himself beloved and may proceed directly to the Kodesh Kodashim. Daf Nun Beis. So the Simmer Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit felt he had hit an amathik brick wall, which reminds Rabbi Nassin said regarding the amatraxin, the Chachamim could not determine whether it was like the Kodesh HaKadoshim within or like the Kodesh without. Ravina objected to this, saying that perhaps the wall was neither within either area. And he brings a proof from Mishnah Midos, wherever the spaces occupied by the temple walls are counted, the Amatraxin is counted separately from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh. The Gemara concedes and explains that the Rabban's doubt was whether it had the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or that of the Kodesh. So the newbie Tidushkeit felt he had hit an Amma thick brick wall, trying to properly read five confusing psukim, which reminds us. It was taught in the Braisa that Isi ben Yehuda said, Chamesh mikraos b'Torah ein lam hechreya. There are five psukim in the Torah whose grammatical structure cannot be determined. Each pasuk contains a phrase that can be linked to either an earlier clause or a later clause. These phrases are Se'es, from Hashem's warning to Cain, Meshukadim, engraved like almonds referring to the menorah, Machar, tomorrow mentioned by Moshe to Yeshua regarding the war with Amalek, Arur, a curse mentioned in Yaakov's bracha to Shimon and Levi, Vekam, but will rise up, mentioned Hashem's message to Moshe near the end of Moshe's life. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit felt he had hit, and on a thick brick wall, trying to properly read five confusing psukim, and how the model of a Beis HaMikdash could have an Aron and Paroches at the same time. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah described how the Kohen Gadol walked between the two curtains from south to north, and then when he reached the north, he entered the space of the Kodesh Kodashim and walked southward ad shehu magi la'aron until he reached the place of the Aron. Notice in the Samachta ben Shnei HaBadim, he placed a shovel full of coals between the two poles. The Gemara wonders which Beis HaMikdash is described in the Mishnah. In Bais Rishon, the Kodesh Kodashim and the Kodesh were divided by a stone wall. It can't be referring to Bais Sheni, for a Braisa taught that Yoshio hid the Aron, along with the Tzentzenes HaMun, the jar of Mun, the flask of Shemen and Mishcha, Aron's staff that blossomed, and the box that the Plishim sent as a present. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is referring to Bais Sheni, and the Mishnah means that the Kohen Gadol placed the shovel full of coals in the place of the Aron, where the poles would have been. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simur Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, the Torah states he shall take the Ketores and bring it within the Parochas, but Nasan as the Ketores ala Eish b'nei Hashem, and he shall take the Ketores upon the fire before Hashem. This teaches us the Kohen Gadol should not prepare the Ketores by placing it on the coals on the outside and then bring it into the Kodesh Kodashim. The Braisa tells us this, to counter the mindset of the Tzedukim, who say that he should prepare it outside and then bring it in, who base their position on the Pasuk, Ba'anan Erel HaKaporis. If he comes with the cloud of smoke of the Ketores, then I will appear upon the Kaporis. The Rabban learned from that Pasuk, Shenosim Ba'mala Ashen, that when combining the different ingredients of the Ketores, one should put in Ma'ala Ashen. Rashi says that this is the certain herb that makes the smoke rise in a shaft, like a stick. So the Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insists that his servants exit, taking three steps backward, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis stated regarding the Kohen Gadol leaving the Kodesh Kodashim, that he left walking backwards in the manner of his entry. The Gemara asks how it's known that the Kohen Gadol walks backwards. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Yonasan that it's learned from a pasuk, V'yavo Shlomo L'Bama Asher B'Givon Yerushalayim. And Shlomo came to the Bama which was in Givon Yerushalayim, since Givon and Yerushalayim are far apart. The Pasuk must be coming to make a hekesh comparing Shlomo going from Givon to Yerushalayim after offering his karbanos to his initial coming from Yerushalayim to Givon. So just as in his coming to Givon, he faced towards the Bama in the direction of his approach, so too in return to Yerushalayim, his face was toward the Bama. And the same etiquette applies to Kohanim Levim and Yisraelim, who are part of the Ma'amud, when they leave their service, to a Talmud when he leaves his Rebbe. And after one davens, you should take three steps backward, and afterward, say shalom. So the Nigerian prince, whose throne room filled with smoke, insisted his servants exit, taking three steps backward, and say a short prayer for the welfare of the state. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Nun Beis stated that the Kohen Gadol recited a short tefillah in the outer chamber, but he didn't prolong it so as not to frighten the Jewish people. Rav Ada bar Rav Ada and Ravi bar Rav Ada both said in the name of Rav that the Kohen Gadol should say, Yihi Ratzon Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Im Shochuna Tehei Geshuma. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, that if this year is destined to be hot, may it be rainy. Rav Acha Breder Rava concluded the text of the tefillah in the name of Rav Yehuda as follows. Well, Yaade Avid Shulta Mebeis Yehuda, may one who exercises rulership not pass from the house of Yehuda. Well, you Amcha Yisrael, Tzrichim Parane Zemizeh, may your people, Yisrael, not be required to receive sustenance from one another. Well, Tikanos Levanecha, Tfilos Obrei Drachim, and may the prayers of travelers to withhold the rain not be permitted to enter before you. All right, now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which stuff do you learn why the Pesach was considered a carbon yachid and the Chagiga a carbon sibor? That's on Daf. Nunav. Good. Number 2. Which of you learned that the opinion that the Aron was hidden in the Lushka's Dira Eitzim was based on the incident of a Kohen that noticed the discoloration of one of the tiles? That's on Daf. Nundal. Good. Number 3. Which of you learned that taking three steps backwards was learned from Shmuel Melech and the Hekesh of Givon to Yerushalayim? That's on Daf. Nun Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which of you learned that Yoshio hid the Aron along with its Tzintzenes Amun, the flask of the Shemna Mishcha, Aron's staff, and the gift from the Plishtim? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good number five. What should they do when the Kohanim and the Regal would roll back the parochah so Kli Yisrael could see the Kruvim in an embrace? That's on Duff. Nundad. Good number five. What should they do when the Amitraxim was not included in the dimensions of the Kodesh Kodoshim or the Kodesh? That's on Duff. Nun Beis. Good. And number six. Which of the one that there are five psukim whose grammatical structure cannot be determined? That's on Duff. Nun Beis. Good. Number seven. Which of the one that the stone in the Kodesh Kodoshim is named the Evan Shasiya because the world was founded from it? That's on Duff. Nun Dalad. Good. Number eight. Which of the one in the text for the short tefillah the Kohen Gadol would say when he exited from the Kodesh Kodoshim? That's on Duff. Nun Gimel. Good number nine. Which of you discuss whether the Kohen Gadol replaced the Kohen Gadol that died after the Shechita of the Par can use the first Kohen Gadol's blood of the Par? That's on Duff. Nun. Good. And number ten. Which of you have three Melachos regarding the path the Kohen Gadol took to enter into the Kodesh Kodoshim? That's on Duff. Nun Av. Excellent. Now we have the three bonus questions. Number one. Which of you learned about the Bracha of Barei Nefashos? That's on Duff. Mem Dalet and Brachos. Good. Number two. Which stuff do you learn that simch for a man in Yontav is wine, whereas for a woman it's new clothing? That's on Duff. Kuftes and Psachim. Good. Number three. Which stuff do you learn that besides the Shulchan and the Hechon, there were two Shulchanos, one of marble when it was brought in, and one of gold when the Lechem of Panim was taken out? That's on Duff. Yedzayin and Shkalim. Excellent. That concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron. Wishing you a great day and great learning.